Revelation chapter 21. I've been trying to preach this. It seems like I get so caught up trying to talk about it that I just don't get where I want to get. And last time we were trying to describe and talk about the city that John saw coming down. I talked about it being a pure place, a holy place, a place where there is no sin and sorrows and sickness. I talked about it being a prepared place that our Lord is preparing for us. I talked about it being a precious place. And I was talking first of all about how John's view of the city was improved, how the angel carried John to a high mountain where he could view the New Jerusalem as it was coming down. And then we introduced the thought how that John's vision of the city was impressive. And he began to describe it. John calls it in verse 10. He said he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. John describes the New Jerusalem and its glory and its majesty. I realize that the earthly Jerusalem has the measure of glory about it. I realize that the earthly Jerusalem has a beauty of its own. And right now, it is that earthly Jerusalem that seems to be at the center of world conflict. And it has and for years. I was reading just the other day how that God prophesied in Zechariah chapter 12 where he said a manger, city of Jerusalem, a cup of trembling, and a burdensome soul. And it is today, Jerusalem has a burdensome stone in that area. And burned are the words. Burdensome stone is the idea of a rock too great to move. God was saying, I'm making a place. No matter how hard they try, they'll never remove it. I've got news for those in Hamas and Hezbollah. God is going to take care of that little nation. They are God's chosen people. And that stone that they'll never destroy, it will remain. God will see to it. But that's the earthly Jerusalem. John describes the huge Jerusalem as a holy city, great city. John describes, I realize there are some beautiful places today. There are cities that are beautiful cities. They have the glory of man. But John saw a city has the glory of God. Doesn't compare to anything this world has. Hard to imagine how John describes it. I touched on last week just for a moment about the grace of that city. I think about those that will populate the New Jerusalem. I realize the word city talks not just about the cultures, but it is talking about the people that will make up that city. I believe that John calls it a great city. I believe he is describing it as a place where a vast multitude will be. I believe there'll be saints of all ages there. I believe that, and I know I have read a lot of different God he is. And I believe that the Old Testament saints will be there. I believe that as Hebrews 11 tells us a roll call of the saints of God, tells us these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen him afar off, and were persuaded by them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. He went on to say about those saints that now they desire a better country that is in heavenly, where God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. I believe the Old Testament saints will be there. In the Matthew chapter 8, verse 11, I think it is, Jesus said, there would come a day when they would come from the east and the west, and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God. I try to imagine what it'll be like just to see those old saints. I think about what it'll be like to meet Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Think about meeting those like David. I think about Solomon, prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, all of those Old Testament saints. Thank God there'll come a day we'll all be gathered in the city of God. And I believe the New Testament saints will all be there. I think about meeting Peter, James, and John. I think about meeting Mary, the mother of Jesus. I think about being introduced by God to all these saints down through the centuries. Think about Apostle Paul. Think about saints that we have heard about and read about. Think about meeting Charles Spurgeon, that great preacher. I think about meeting D.L. Moody. I think about meeting Fanny Crosby. We often sing their songs and think about them down here. But then our loved ones, they'll all be there. So we have said goodbye to them down here. They're waiting on the other side. Old Tim says, though I'll not be a stranger when I get to that city. I'm acquainted with folks over there through the years, through the tears they've gone one by one. But they wait at the gate till my race is run. I remind you about that video again. Can you imagine all of the family of God right there waiting, surrounded by great compassion of the friends and loved ones over there? I believe they're looking on, saying, press on, keep running, keep serving. One day, you'll join us at home. What a welcome that be. That may not stir your heart, but it sure does mine. I've got loved ones I'm looking forward to seeing again. I can't help but believe that every now and then, I don't even know, maybe it just crossed my mind. You may think I'm lost, and that's all right. Maybe my dad once in a while, the Lord will let him look in and say, there's Tony a preaching. And dads are saying, preach it, my son, preach it, my son. One day you'll be home. Say, preacher, I don't know about all that. Well, leave me alone. I like thinking about it. I like pondering those things. I believe they're anxiously waiting for us over there. Writer of Hebrews said, we are compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us run the race. Let us run the race with patience. I can't help but believe that they're cheering us on over there. If they're able to hold banners, they're probably holding them up and saying, press on, press on, press on. Thank God one day they'll welcome us in to join with them. I believe there's going to be the tribulation saints that will be there, martyred by the Antichrist during those 7 years tribulation. I believe all the family of God, when John was seeing this, all the family of God will have been gathered together. All by the grace of God. I said it last week. I say it again. There's not going to be a single individual that's going to be able to say, by my own power I got here. By my own abilities I'm able to see heaven. We're all going to say, by the grace of God, we're where we are. By the grace of God, So I think about the grace of that city. Multitudes gathered there by the grace of God. I think about that. But then I noticed the glory of the city. In verse 11, says, having the glory of God. That word glory is the Greek word doxa. Simply means majesty and splendor. John said, the city I saw had the glory of God. A great preacher of years past called it the radiance of the dazzling splendor of God. Words that come to mind are words like brightness and excellence, majesty, preeminence, glory, the glory of God. I mentioned last week, and just as a reminder, the word glory, talking about God, talks about the fullness of all He is. It talks about His majesty in every part. Talks about God's excellence in every aspect of His nature and character. God says in verse 22, He said in the city, had no heed of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Back years ago, I had a little widow lady in the church at Concord. I was talking with her one day, and she said, "Preacher, I do pretty good in the daytime, but when the night comes, it's so hard. I feel so empty and I feel so alone. Thank God there's a place where there'll be no more night. There'll be no more emptiness. There'll be no more feeling like you're just alone. Because the glory of God will light that city. In the night time, things look much worse. In the night time, things feel so hard and difficult. But it feels a little better when the sun comes up. But thank God there'll be an eternal light in that city. The glory of God and the Lamb will light that city." What a place. John said it was like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Jasper, they tell us, what he describes is probably the closest to our diamond. Just like a diamond sparkles and glitters in the light. John said that city I saw coming down was a dazzling, glistening city filled with the glory of God. Our world, our nation, likes to brag about the lights of Las Vegas. They want to talk about how beautiful a city Las Vegas is. All the neon lights. I think I've even read that at times the traveling in space astronauts can see the lights of Las Vegas from in their orbiting. So bright. That's like a candle to nothing compared to the New Jerusalem. Because it doesn't matter where you stand and look at it. Doesn't matter how you gaze on it. John said, I was on the mountain, saw it coming down from God out of heaven, filled with the glory of God. Doesn't matter where you're at, where you see it, filled with God's glory. What a place. There's no place on this earth even holds a glimmer of what it's going to be like. But you know what's so wonderful? Our Lord's preparing that for us. One of these days, I can't help but believe it's going to be soon, and very soon, He's going to return, catch us out of this old world. We'll be caught up together with all of those saints of God, meet them in the air. The dead will rise first. We'll be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye. We're going to have to be changed to experience all that heaven has. I can't imagine the Lord saying, well, you're going to have these old bodies in heaven. All your aches and pains and hurts, you'll just have to deal with it. But thank God He said there'll be no more pain. There'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more sorrows. All the former things are passed away. And with glorified bodies, we'll be caught up together with Him, changed into glorified body forever to be with our Lord. One of these days, we'll see the city for ourselves. But you want to know what is the central thing? John said, the latter part of this chapter, I saw no temple there. Because the Lord is the temple. We're going to be in His presence forever and ever and ever. I'll tell you where I'm the most peaceful in this life. Wherever I'm at and I can sense His presence, that's the most peaceful. I sense that presence when we gather here. Oh, at times riding down the road, it gets so real and I sense His presence. I almost feel like I can reach over and touch Him. At times around the house, it seems like I read His Word and it's like He is so real in presence. But one day it's going to be there forever, ever and ever. What a day. What a time. No wonder when John finished up writing at the end of the book, he said, "Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus." John said, "Lord, why don't you just come on and take us home to be with you?" As each day passes, I feel that in my own heart, pulling me, yearning, desiring to see my Lord face to face. Will you be there? Thank God, if you're saved by His grace, you will. Just as sure as we are in this building today, saved by the grace of God, one day we will see Him face to face. Challenge you, don't lose sight of this. Don't lose sight of heaven. I've heard it said so many times, all if you get too heavenly minded, you'll not be any earthly good. But I'm believing that if we're going to make any difference in this earth as the people of God, that we need to be heavenly minded. We need to have our minds on heaven, the things of God, and what waits us on the other side. That's the message in my heart today. Thank God there is a place, real place, holy place, perfect place, pure place, prepared. Thank God it's a precious place to the child of God. Brother David will give us a song. We'll stand and sing. There may be a need in a heart today. There might be someone discouraged out of heart. Possibly today, the events of this world have caused a fear to grip your heart. They ask, "Preacher, does it all not bother you and concern you?" I'll be honest, it does. It does. But not to the place that I forget whose I am and who He is and where I'm going. This world, He said, is going to get worse and worse till Jesus comes, and it is. Where's all these days going to end up? I don't have a clue. But I know where I'm going to end up. I'm going to end up in the city of God, in the family of God, worshiping the Lord Himself one day. Let's stand. Here's the need, you come.
Page number 156.